Hi Joe, how are you doing?
How's it going? All good?
Good. Congrats on the new contract. How did this come about? Because, well, I think this is the third contract you've signed in 2 years there now, isn't it?
Yeah, it came about during the season last year, and then we were just waiting until after the season was over to get things sorted, and it's done now, and look, I'm delighted to get it done and focus on next year now.
Yeah, did the club come to you, or was it something you were looking for to get settled?
No, look, it was between both of us. I mean, I'm happy in the club, and the club wanted me to stay, and then it was just sorting out the few bits, and we got that done, and thankfully it's all sorted now, so we can focus on having a good year next year.
Yeah, is it good? Like, I mean, I don't know, are you back fully in pre-season yet, or is it just gym work? But just to get it settled so early.
Yeah, we've been back in like 2 days a week or whatever, and but pre-season starts January, and at least I'm going into that with no worries, and it's fully focused then. But yeah, we've been in over the December few days, just keeping ourselves ticking over so that we're ready.
And I noticed in the press release that came out, you were talking about how you've seen how the league has improved, and how Pat's improved, and that was a big thing for you to stay. Maybe even 3 or 4 years ago, a player of your age and your calibre would probably be just looking to get the first plane to England. What has changed in that time frame, if you know what I mean?
Look, we spoke about the ambitions of the club with John and with Garrett, and how the club wants to go, and look, that's obviously opportunities over the water, but the opportunities here in Ireland and with Europe coming up, obviously we'd like to get to the group stages, and that's the main aim, I think, for every Irish club going into Europe, and it's definitely something we want to do over the next few years, and that'd be great if we could do that, and if you go over there, you may not have that opportunity.
Yeah. Is that it? Like, you had Europe, I know it was a bit disappointing this year, but last year was great. You see the opportunity in there?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, the games are unbelievable, testing yourself against that high of a opposition, and I think with the squad we're building this year, we can have a really good run in Europe.
Yeah. Is it realistic to make group stages without winning the title, if you know what I mean?
It's obviously difficult, the toys you have to go through to get there, but I think you've seen the standards that Irish teams have set, and Irish teams have gotten to the group stages. It's not something that can't be done, and I think we can definitely do it over the next few years if we apply ourselves right and make it as professional as possible.
Alright, I'll let others jump in. Thanks, Joe.
Cheers.
Thanks, Owen. Mark McCabe, do you want to fire in there?
Come on, cheers. First of all, just something referenced in the press release was you're talking about long term, the way the club is looking long term now. Obviously, a lot of deals made this winter have been so called multi year. So, I mean, like, is there a real feeling around the club now that this is, you know, a work in progress, something that can build towards something special?
Yeah, definitely. I think with the core group that you try to keep every year, and with lads signing multi-year deals, it's important that you do that so that you can have that understanding of not just playing with each other for a year and then taking a few months to get going. Like last year, we kept a lot of the core group that is there, and we'll have that for this season. Obviously, the additions have been great, so it's really exciting down in Richmond now, yeah.
Yeah, if you're talking about the trajectory of the club since John took over now, mightn't be long before you are looking at the league as kind of a, you know, pushing for the league again. I mean, is that something that is on your kind of radar over the course of your contract?
Yeah, absolutely. I'd be lying if I said I didn't want to win that league title. It's definitely something John wants to do and the club want to do. Is win that league, because I think we definitely have the squad to do it. It's just putting consistent games together throughout the year and seeing how we go.
Well, just one more for me, like, has the high of last month at the Aviva Stadium, like, has that even begun to sink in with you yet, or have you begun to even grasp what you've achieved as a young captain?
Yeah, no, it has sunk in. I mean, it was an unbelievable day and unbelievable celebrations as well, but now it has it sunk in, and it's kind of giving me the push now to keep striding, and I want more of that, and I just want more silverware now. Yeah.
Great stuff. Cheers. Thank
Cheers.
You.
Thanks very much.
Thanks, Mark. Sean O'Connor, please. Now we finish with Adam then.
Hey, Joe. How's it going?
How's things, Sean? Are they?
Yeah, good. Thanks. Congrats again.
Cheers.
I just wanted to ask you about John's few signings so far. Obviously, Rory, the big one as well, but a few days ago, Connor as well, who set to be partnering at a centre half. So how impressed have you been with the winter signings?
Yeah, very impressed. As you mentioned, Connor, having played against him at Trotter the last year, he was a key figure with them. And look, we'll try and get all the lads settled in as quick as possible and performing for us. I mean, they've all been great in so many different ways. We've added a lot of variety to the team, and they will be, all of them, I'm nearly sure, been training with them already. They'll be great additions to the squad.
And hopefully the plan obviously will be for those few lads to help improve the squad, but the title was mentioned there earlier on. What do you think it'll take to close that gap on Rovers?
Look, you can't underestimate any of the teams in the league. We know how tough a league it's going to be this year, but we just can focus on ourselves and applying ourselves in the right manner, and definitely the signings have improved our squad, so that's what we'll try and do. We have to focus on Galway at the start of the season. That'll be our key aim, but just as I said, that consistent basis throughout the season and trying to perform well against the teams that are around us, I think it'll be key.
Nice one. Cheers, Joe. Thanks for that.
Cheers, Sean. Thanks.
Adam, are you waiting to jump in on?
Yeah. Hi, Joe. How's things?
Adam, you all right, yeah?
All good. Congratulations again. Just want to ask, how exciting is it to be a part of a squad that's building so much? Like, John has got a lot of business done really early. How do you feel about that?
Yeah, it's great. I mean, the togetherness that you feel at the end of the season last year after the win in the final is fantastic, and then to be adding players with such quality into the group is great, and I mean, we've got a great team in there, so it's really exciting. I'm looking forward to starting pre-season and working hard and getting the season underway now. It's just getting Christmas out of the way.
And how big of a factor was it to see that ambition from the club that they're going again, they want to build a really good squad?
Yeah, look, I think the ambition of the club has always been there, but now everyone is starting to see where we can go as a group. That's the staff, the fans, the players. I mean, we'll be looking to sell out nearly every game next year, which is fantastic for us. We perform well when Richmond is rocking, so now I'm looking forward, yeah.
And it's well documented that you're a Pats fan. What does it mean to you to play in front of those fans now for the next couple of years? Like, they've shown great affection to you in your time there.
Yeah, no, they have. They've been great to me since I've came, and I want to give back to them as well, and in winning silverware and competing at a high level in Europe too. So hopefully I can do that next year for them.
And it's a really young squad, but everyone's got that taste of winning now. Do you feel like that's going to be a massive factor going into next season?
Yeah, speaking about it with the lads, I mean, such a high of winning, but as soon as the dust kind of settles with that, you get the feeling and the urge to want more trophies, to want to compete, and that's definitely something that we'll be looking to do.
And even though you're only 23, you're obviously a senior player in the squad, you're the captain. What's your role as a leader in the team, especially considering that there's obviously lads who are younger than you, but you're the captain of the club?
Look, I think we've got a lot of good personalities in the dressing room, and I think my role is to try and set a standard and perform on the pitch as well as off the pitch, whether that be in training or in the gym, and that's just my role, to just make sure that my standards are as high as possible to lead that way.
Nice job. Thank you.
Cheers, Adam. Thanks.